Ever find yourself like scrolling through Netflix and you're just like, how does it know what I want to watch next? It's kind of creepy.
Right.
Or maybe you've had a conversation with Siri or Alexa that felt almost too human. You know, well, that's AI in action.
It really is, and it's quickly becoming a part of our everyday lives in ways most people don't even realize.
Totally. So today we're diving deep into AI 101, a beginner's guide to learning artificial intelligence, to help us understand it all a little better. Don't worry though, it's way more interesting than it sounds. When I first saw the title, I'll be honest, I thought it might be a bit dry, but they actually do a great job at, you know, explaining everything in a way that makes sense, even if you're not a tech whiz.
Absolutely. They don't shy away from the complex stuff, but they explain it in a way that's clear and engaging.
Exactly. So no more feeling lost in the AI sauce, right?
Precisely.
All right. So they kick things off by explaining what AI actually is. Like, what are we even talking about when we say artificial
All
intelligence?
right, got to start with the basics.
So they basically say it's machines that can think and learn kind of like we do.
In a nutshell, yeah. It's about giving machines the ability to learn from experience, process information, and make decisions much like humans do.
And this isn't like, you know, some far-off sci-fi movie stuff. It's happening right now.
Yeah, it's not just theoretical anymore.
Self-driving cars, those virtual assistants we were just talking about, even those algorithms that seem to know what you're going to buy online before you do.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It can be a little unnerving sometimes. But it's important to remember that AI isn't just one single thing. It's more like a whole bunch of different technologies working together.
Okay, so like different pieces of a puzzle that all fit together to make this like super powered brain.
That's a great way to put it.
And the guide breaks down some of the big players in the AI world,
Wait,
right?
do they focus on three main types of AI? First up, you've got machine learning.
Machine learning, that's the one everyone's talking about.
It is, and for good reason. It's all about training computers to learn from data. Think about those eerily accurate Netflix recommendations. Again, this machine learning in action.
So instead of programming a computer to like understand every single thing, we're basically saying, here's a mountain of data, figure it out yourself.
Exactly. And it's amazing how good they've gotten at it, right?
Kind of freaky, actually. So what else is there?
Well, then you've got natural language processing or NLP. This one's all about helping computers understand and use human language.
Okay, so like how Siri can actually figure out what I mean, even if I'm not speaking perfectly grammatically correct.
Exactly. It's about understanding the intent behind the words, not just the words themselves.
That's always blown my mind. So we've got machine learning and natural language processing. What's the third one?
Last but not least, there's robotics.
Oh, robots. So AI is what gives them the ability to actually do things in the real world.
Right. It's what allows them to move, interact with their environment, learn new skills. We're talking everything from, factory robots to those videos you see online of robots dancing or playing ping pong.
Dancing robots. Okay, I need to see this. But seriously, it's amazing to see how far robotics has come. So we've talked about what AI is, but I'm still kind of fuzzy on the how. Like, what's actually going on under the hood to make all this mind-blowing stuff possible?
That's where things get really interesting. And don't worry, the guide does a great job of breaking down those complex mechanisms into concepts that are easier to grasp. Essentially, it boils down to three key elements: data, algorithms, and training.
Okay, data, algorithms, and training. So it's like we're baking a cake here, but instead of flour and sugar, it's ones and zeros.
You could say that. Each element plays a crucial role in shaping how intelligent and capable an AI system becomes.
All right, let's break it down then. What's so important about data?
Well, think of data as the raw material, the fuel that powers AI. The more high-quality data an AI system has access to, the more it has to learn from, and the better it gets at whatever task it's been designed to do. And this is where it gets really relatable, because you, as a user of technology, are generating mountains of data every single day.
Wait, really? Just by like browsing online and stuff?
Yep. Every click, every search, every interaction online, it's all data that AI systems can use to learn and improve.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. So we're all contributing to the advancement of AI without even realizing it. But data on its own isn't enough, right? That's where algorithms come in. Tell me more about those.
You're absolutely right. Data without algorithms is like having a million cookbooks but no chef to read them. Algorithms are sets of instructions basically lines of code that tell the AI system how to process and make sense of all that data it's being fed. They're like the chefs in our kitchen analogy, transforming raw ingredients into a delicious meal.
So algorithms are like the brains of the operation, figuring out how to make sense of all that data.
You got it.
And then there's training, which always makes me think of, you know, teaching a dog new tricks. Is it kind of similar with AI?
It's not a bad analogy. Just like we train a dog with treats and praise, we train AI systems by feeding them massive amounts of data and adjusting their algorithms based on how well they perform. Imagine showing an AI millions of pictures of cats and dogs, gradually teaching it to tell the difference between them with increasing accuracy.
So it's all about practice, practice, practice. The more data and feedback an AI system gets, the smarter it becomes.
That's the beauty of it. It's a continuous process of learning and improvement. The more data it's exposed to, the better it gets at its task.
This is where I start thinking, hey, maybe I could actually wrap my head around this AI stuff. It seems way less intimidating when you break it down like that.
It's really not as complicated as it seems at first glance.
And you know what's even cooler? This guy doesn't just tell you what AI is and how it works. It actually encourages you to start learning and experimenting with it yourself.
They do, and they make it seem totally doable, even if you're not a tech expert or anything.
Really? You're telling me that even I could potentially build my own AI.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
And the guide lays out a clear path to get you started, beginning with the fundamentals of coding.
Coding, I knew there had to be a catch. But okay, let's say I'm actually interested in learning more. Where do they even suggest someone start?
Well, they recommend starting with a programming language called Python.
Python, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's super popular in the AI world, and it's known for being relatively beginner friendly.
Okay, that's good to know. But what about resources? Do they have suggestions for where to learn?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They've got a whole bunch of resources listed. And they're not just boring textbooks. I mean, for people who are totally new to coding, they recommend visual programming tools like Scratch.
Scratch? Isn't that like for kids?
It is, but it's a really great way to learn the basic concepts of coding in a fun and easy way. Plus, they mention code.org, which has tons of resources for beginners, too.
Right, code.org. I think my niece uses that. See, told you I wasn't a total newbie.
Exactly. Yeah, it just goes to show that anyone can learn this stuff. And for those ready to dive into Python, they recommend checking out online platforms like Codecademy or Khan Academy.
Wait, Khan Academy? I thought that was for like math and history.
They have a really wide range of subjects, actually, including computer science and coding.
Huh, learn something new every day.
So I've mastered Python. What's next in the world of AI learning? Well, once you've got those coding basics down, they recommend diving into some hands-on AI tools.
Hands-on, I like the sound of that. More fun, less theory, right?
Exactly. These tools let you actually experiment with AI concepts without having to code everything from scratch.
Okay, that sounds way less intimidating. What kind of tools are we talking about?
Well, they talk about this really cool tool called Teachable Machine by Google. Have you heard of it?
I don't think so. What's that?
So imagine being able to create your own AI model that can, like, recognize different types of flowers or tell the difference between bird calls, that kind of thing.
Wait, I could actually create something like that.
You totally could. With Teachable Machine, you can train your own AI models to recognize images, sounds, even poses. It's a really cool way to see how powerful AI can be. Oh, and they also mentioned this game called Quick Draw, where you try to draw something and the AI tries to guess what you're drawing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
And a little bit humbling, I bet I could stump it.
It's a good one. And a fun way to learn how AI learns to recognize patterns, you know?
Yeah, I get it. So coding, AI tools, all very cool. But what about the math? We can't talk about AI without talking about math, right?
You're right. Math is definitely a big part of AI. But don't worry, you don't need to be a math genius or anything to get started.
Oh, thank goodness.
The guide mainly emphasizes the importance of understanding basic probability and statistics.
Okay, that's manageable.
And like I mentioned before, if you need a refresher, Khan Academy's got your back.
Perfect. So we've got coding, AI tools, math. What else is there? Am I ready to build my own AI empire now?
Well, the guide has one more suggestion for your AI learning journey, and it's my personal favorite.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Videos.
Wait, seriously, I can learn about AI from watching videos. Tell me more.
Yeah, there are some really great YouTube channels out there that make learning about AI engaging and accessible. They recommend Crash Course AI. They do a really good job of explaining complex topics in a way that's easy to understand.
Crash Course, I've seen their videos before. I like their style.
Right. Easy to digest. And then for something a little different, they also mentioned this channel called Code Bullet. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so. What's it about?
So Codebolla is all about using AI to create bots for video games. It's really fascinating stuff.
Okay, you had me at video games. That's going straight to the top of my watch list.
Right, learning and entertainment all in one.
Exactly. So we've covered a lot of ground here on how someone can start learning about AI, even if they're starting from scratch. But I'm curious, you know, why does all of this even matter? Why should we care about understanding AI?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it brings us to a crucial part of our deep dive, understanding the impact of AI on our world today and what it means for the future.
Right, because it's not just some like abstract concept anymore. It's all around us.
Absolutely. It's impacting so many aspects of our lives already, even if we don't realize it.
Hmm.
And its influence is only going to continue to grow.
Okay, so paint me a picture then. What kind of impact are we talking about? Give me the AI lowdown. So AI is like moving into our homes now. I mean, it sounds super convenient, but is that all there is to it?
Convenience is definitely a big part of it.
Yeah.
But it's also about efficiency, you know? Like, imagine a house that can basically run itself in the most efficient way possible, saving you money and energy.
Okay, now that's something I can get behind. Saving money and helping the environment, sign me up. But this guide isn't just about the here and now, right? It talks about the future of AI too. What does it say about that?
It really paints a picture of a future where AI isn't just something that's happening to us, but something that we're actively shaping. Like, we can use AI to solve some of the biggest problems we're facing.
That's a pretty powerful idea. Using AI for good, you know?
Exactly. For example, they talk about how AI could totally revolutionize creative fields. Imagine being able to design video games that basically make themselves, or at least help you design them, with characters that learn and evolve as you go.
Wow, that would be insane. Forget playing the game, I'd want to design one with AI.
Right. And it's not just limited to entertainment either. Think about robotics. I mean, AI could help us create robots that do more than just work in factories, you know, like robots that can assist people, maybe help out elderly folks, or even help with like disaster relief in dangerous situations.
It's like AI could free us up to focus on more important things, like actually being human.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And maybe the most exciting part is that the guide really emphasizes that none of this is set in stone. We're all creating the future of AI right now.
I like that. It's not like AI is taking over the world. It's more like, hey, we have a say in how this goes.
Exactly. And the more we understand about AI, the more prepared we'll be to shape that future.
That's a great point. So I gotta say, this has been an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much, from like the nitty-gritty of how AI works to what it could mean for our future. It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
It really is. And you know, the coolest thing for me is seeing how accessible it's all becoming. You don't have to be a tech genius or a coding whiz to understand this stuff anymore.
Right, and that's really the message we want to leave our listeners with today. Whether you're a tech enthusiast or just curious about AI, don't be afraid to dive in and learn more. It's a fascinating world, and who knows, maybe you'll even be inspired to create something amazing with it.
I completely agree. The future of AI is in all of our hands.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the incredible world of AI. Until next time.